Questions 3. Daily routine, meals, housework, evening occupations, roles in the family.
Model answers 3.
1. Do you get up as soon as you wake up?
A. Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I am a light sleeper, so it is quite easy for me to get up in the morning. Even if the alarm clock is not set for a particular time. At the weekends, for instance, I wake up somewhere between 6 and 7 in the morning.
B. No, never. In fact, I need some time till I regain my senses and am wide awake again. This usually happens after I have had my morning coffee. 2. Do you ever oversleep?
A. I don't think it has ever happened in my life. I am an early riser, and I always jump out of bed as soon as I hear the alarm clock go off.
B. Yes. Unfortunately, it has happened to me sometimes. Being a heavy sleeper, I can hardly hear the alarm clock ring, and if my wife has a day off, she doesn't wake me up either. Then, it is very difficult for me to get up.
3. What do you do first when you get up?
A. I come downstairs, wander round the kitchen, have a cup of tea, and turn on the radio to listen to the news broadcast and the weather forecast.
B. For some minutes, I can't really focus on my actions. I just fiddle around. Then I go to the bathroom and wash my face in cold running water so that I will be wide awake. 4. What do you do before breakfast?
A. I go to the bathroom and wash my face, neck, hands, and ears, and dry myself with a towel. Sometimes, when I feel like it, I take a shower. Then I clean my teeth, comb my hair, and begin to get dressed.
B. One of my bad habits is that I never get dressed before breakfast. I just put on my dressing gown after having a good warm bath and start getting the breakfast ready.
5. Who gets breakfast ready?
A. My mother does. As a rule, she gets up earlier than me, and by the time I sit down at the table, she has prepared some sandwiches.
B. Breakfast for me is just a snack, so we don't make much fuss over it. In fact, preparing breakfast does not work on a regular basis in our family. Sometimes I take some food with me, which I eat during a break at work later.
6. What do you usually have for breakfast?
A. I like having a big breakfast. I usually start with some juice, then I have ham and eggs, and some buttered toast and jam. I like to drink milk or cocoa for breakfast.
B. I don't bother much about breakfast. I have some tea and some fruit, and usually that is all there is to it. Perhaps it is because I have very little time in the mornings. But, to tell you the truth, I have grown used to not eating too much in the first half of the day. They say it is healthy.
7. How do you go to work?
A. When the weather is nice, I just hop on my bicycle, and it doesn't take me more than 5 minutes to get to the office. Otherwise, I go on foot, which takes a little longer. I never take a bus. I hate getting stuck in the rush hour traffic.
B. I go to the bus stop, which is 5 minutes away from our house. I get on a number 10 bus, take 5 stops, then change for bus number 14, which drops me off right outside my office.
8. How many hours do you work a day?
A. Normally, I work 8.5 hours, which enables me to leave work an hour earlier on Fridays. Sometimes I have to do some overtime, but even then, I do not stay there too late in the evenings.
B. I work flexi-time. This means working 10 hours one day and 6 on the other. In fact, this is the direct result of the nature of my job. I am a sales representative.
9. Where do you have lunch?
A. I have lunch at work. There is quite a good canteen, and the meals are cooked on the premises. You don't pay the full price for the dishes, which is part of the company's fringe benefits policy.
B. I always have lunch at home. I don't think I could ever put up with the kind of meal you get in a canteen. What my wife cooks at home is more to my taste, of course.
10. When do you go home?
A. As a general rule, I finish work at 4 in the afternoon, do some shopping on my way home, and get home at around 5.
B. I knock off work at 2. I clock off at 2:10, and by 2:30, I am at home.
11. How do you spend the afternoons?
A. On my way home, I fetch the children from school, and when we get home, we reward ourselves with a cup of tea or some sweets. I browse the news on the net to get informed about the latest events. Then I get the flat organized for the late afternoon, when my husband comes home at anywhere between 5 and 6.
B. I get home quite early in the afternoon. When I arrive, I waste about 30 minutes hanging around without doing anything in particular. Then I start studying for the next day's lessons, and when my mother comes home from work, I help her with the housework.
12. How do you share the housework in your family?
A. My wife does the cleaning, cooking, washing, shopping, and the ironing. The children often help her with the washing up, the dusting, and the bed making. I myself do quite a lot of work around the house. I fix shelves, decorate the rooms, take the dog for a walk, and wash the car. In the summer, I look after the garden. I mow the lawn, weed the flower beds, and do any other odd jobs that need doing.
B. It is virtually my mother and I who do the housework in our family. I clean my own room, I dust the furniture, hoover the carpets, and polish the floor. I am quite enthusiastic about cooking, so I help my mother a lot to prepare the weekend meals. I always ask my brother to lay the table, though. My mother has green fingers. She takes good care of the plants we have in the house. My father, however, does not do much. He loves surfing the net or reading newspapers. All he does is some DIY at the weekends.
13. What jobs should be done every day?
A. You have to air the rooms and put them in order every day, so that they should look clean and tidy. Washing up is again one of those household chores that needs to be done frequently.
B. Other jobs such as scrubbing the floor, emptying the waste bin, cleaning the windows, etc., can be done less frequently, but you should do most of them at least once a week. 14. Is the mother's place in the home?
A. No, I don't think so. If women were involved only in domestic affairs, it would mean they're leading separate lives from their husbands. But when they too have a job, they have more to share with their husbands in other ways, and can expect help from them in the home and with the children. You can't deprive a woman of her right to earn her own living, find pleasure in her work, and keep in touch with real life.
B. Yes. Women are born to be mothers and wives. A woman who takes her child to a nursery when she doesn't have to is selfish and inhumane. I would restore the old system of an ideal family, which was more efficient in many ways than what we have now. There would be far fewer broken families and far more happy children. Women should never try to make a career. 15. Should women who stay at home with the children be paid in the same way as other people are?
A. No, I don't think so. The husband should be paid enough so that he can support his wife and children properly.
B. There is no way you could pay a woman who stays at home with the children. Women who stay at home still do about 10 different jobs. Families should have a cleaner come in for some hours every day to do the housework.
16. How many jobs are women responsible for?
If a woman goes out to work, she's responsible for at least 3 jobs. Some women hold high positions and are good mothers and housewives at the same time. 17. Can a woman fulfill all the roles of a wife, mother, and a career woman?
A. Women work in nearly all jobs nowadays, but as a result of this, it is difficult for them to give their undivided attention to the home and family, as used to be the ideal. While many women do balance all these roles, sometimes they feel that they are not able to give all parts of their life equal attention.
B. It all depends on the husband's attitude. If he shares the responsibility of bringing up a child and caring for the family with his wife, which should ideally happen in every family, women will be less exhausted and more efficient both at work and at home.
18. Who wears the trousers in your family?
My wife does. Important decisions are always made by her. 19. What household jobs are husbands often responsible for?
Men have traditionally been expected to be responsible for all the repair tasks in the home. But nowadays, this is seen less and less as a question of gender. Some men are not skilled at these tasks, and some women are quite capable of doing home repair tasks. Anyone who is handy can fix a dripping tap, replace a burnt-out light bulb, stick on wallpaper, or repair a leaking water pipe. 20. Who can stay at home on childcare leave?
In Hungary, it is either the mother or the father who can stay at home with the newborn baby. In practice, however, it is still the mother who goes on maternity leave for 1, 2, or sometimes 3 years. 21. Is it worth staying at home until the child is 3 years old?
Yes, definitely. The first few years of a child's life are crucially important. This is the time of creating contact between parent and child. There cannot be anything more important for a mother than attending to a child during the first few years of its life.
B. I think it basically depends on the family's financial situation. It is definitely worth staying at home for the first 5 months because the mother is paid 70% of her full salary for this period. For the next 1.5 years, if she decides to stay at home, she is paid what we call the child care allowance. This virtually means that the mother gets 75% of her salary every month. For the last 1 year of the mother's leave, she receives a certain amount of money as a child care benefit. It is a very small sum, but still, 2/3 of all mothers stay home with the baby.
22. How do you spend the evenings at home?
A. I watch television with my children or read them a story. Sometimes I give them a bath. Then I put them to bed. Sometimes my wife and I have our own evening meal when the children are already in bed. Then we settle down to watch television. I turn in at about 11 o'clock.
B. After supper, I help my mother to clear the table and wash up. I don't like to waste time, so I go on to study right after that. I always have a lot of homework and never finish before 8. Then I go jogging for half an hour, take a warm bath, and go to bed at about 10. Until I fall asleep, I relax with some interesting book or a bit of music.
23. In what way is your daily routine different at the weekends?
A. At the weekends, the days are slightly different. On Saturdays, I get up early, as there are so many jobs to do around the house. I have to go shopping to buy the weekly groceries at the supermarket, then I have to do the weekend cleaning. On Sunday mornings, we go to church together. On Sunday afternoons, we go either to our relatives or to friends who have children like ours.
B. At the weekends, we try to spend some time outdoors. We often go walking in the country or take the children on trips to the zoo or to the nearby lake.
24. Would you like to make any changes in your lifestyle, or are you happy with the way of life you are leading?
A. Yes, I think I am quite happy with it, so I don't really want to make any changes. I can manage my time quite well, so I can always afford to take a little rest whenever I need it. I do things in order of importance, and never put off till tomorrow what I can do today.
B. I suppose I should make a lot of changes, if not alter my whole life. My pace of life is now quite demanding, sometimes non-stop. I don't have any leisure time. All my time is put to good use. I think I should relax more and follow a sport or interest.